It's been noted that today's automobiles have more computing power on board than the U.S. spacecraft that landed on the moon. At the same time, because of the demand for new features and gizmos, the dashboards of many new cars have become so cluttered with buttons and switches, you'd think you were inside a lunar module. Some luxury car makers, including BMW, believe the future of the automobile lies in a different direction. They've decided it's time to use the computing power in cars to get rid of the complicated dashboard clutter. And in the 2002 models of its top-of-the-line 7 Series, BMW has done just that. It's eliminated most of the buttons that run things like the radio and climate control system, among other things, and replaced them with a computer screen and a mouse-like device, a lot like your desktop computer. The company calls the system iDrive. We wondered whether you could really drive a car and point and click at the same time, whether this really is the road to the automotive future, so we asked BMW to bring by a 745i. Gordon Kyle of BMW North America was happy to oblige.
Well, we're in a brand new BMW 745i. Starting out, we don't have a key. It's a key fob. You press it into the slot in the dashboard. That kind of lights everything up. To start the car, there's a start button. You just press the button and fires it up.
The 745i is a big car. Like other luxury cars costing more than $60,000, its interior is appointed with matte finished metal and wood and fine leather seats. And embedded in the middle of the dashboard, between the driver and the passenger, is a computer screen about the size of a 5x9-inch photograph.
First of all, iDrive is not a screen, it's not a button. iDrive is a system. But we eliminated the millions of buttons which you get across the dashboard and put them in one central control knob right here, and that's called the iDrive controller.
It looks a little bit like a jar lid.
Well, it looks like nothing I've ever seen, but yeah.
The jar lid is a mouse-style device on the center console, where the shift lever is on most cars. It moves forward and back and side to side. You rotate the jar lid to scroll through menus, push down to click on a choice. It controls everything, from the radio to the air conditioning, even your mobile telephone.
It's organized like a compass. North, you have communication. South, you have entertainment. East, you have navigation. And west, you have climate control.
Setting. Each of these options leads you into menus with a total of 700 possible commands. After only a few brief instructions, Kyle left the car with us to try out for a few days. Well, on the way home from work the first night, it took me and a colleague 20 minutes just to tune the radio to a local NPR station. Obviously, iDrive was smarter than we were. So we called up the local BMW dealership and asked them to send someone by to help us.
My name is Richard Eidman, and I work at BMW of Arlington, and I'm a client advisor there.
Uh-huh. And what do you do as a client advisor?
Basically, I sell cars.
Mr. Eidman was happy to come by to help us tune the radio.
The easiest way is through the voice activation on the car. You can actually push the button, give it a command, which is frequency selection. Frequency selection.
Pardon me?
Frequency selection.
Please repeat your entry or say options.
Well, we'll go into options.
Notepad menu.
All right, we're going to have to... Radio.
Radio menu.
Frequency selection.
Please enter a frequency.
103.5. That punches up 103.5. And that's it. So that's probably the easiest way if you know the frequency that you want to go to enter it.
Well, not quite as easy as reaching over and pushing the preset button on your old radio, and Richard Eidman is an expert. He trains customers, sometimes for several hours before turning them loose with their new cars. Customers not unlike John DeFazio. DeFazio bought his own 745i in March, and even after taking a special one-week training course, he says iDrive has its problems, especially the voice-activated system.
I have nicknamed the voice activation system HAL from 2001.
Right, 2001 computer.
And my wife does not like HAL at all.
Yeah. Can you demonstrate your relationship with HAL?
Entertainment.
Pardon me?
Oh, see, that's what you get into. Phone.
Home.
That's my home, see?
Uh-huh.
You thought I said home, and that's the phone system. So, phone.
Please repeat your entry or say options.
Options.
Please select from the following menus. Telephone, navigation, notepad, radio, CD, CD changer. Also use subcommands from the individual menus.
Telephone.
Telephone book menu. Pardon me?
Home.
Help takes you at any time to this general help. With options, the possible command options are read out to you. Cancel immediately closes the dialogue. Telephone book menu.
I don't know it.
Goodbye, Hal.
But DeFazio loves many things about the car. For instance, the same computer technology that makes it difficult to call home helps the 745i get 26 miles to the gallon, despite being as heavy as a mid-sized SUV. DeFazio believes with this car, BMW is jumping to the leading edge of a trend.
This was their attempt to really get out in front of what's out available and what they think is coming. Whether they did it in a way that's user-friendly enough is another question, but I would guess in another 3 to 4 years, you'll find all the top-line cars are going to have a huge amount of computer technology in it, but they're going to learn on how to make it more user-friendly, I think.
Jim Cobb, the automotive editor for the New York Times, isn't so sure. He's driven the 745i.
I took a long trip up the New York State Thruway, and as I recall, it took me about an hour or an hour and a half of trial and error to figure it out. I was too stubborn to pull over and study the owner's manual because it seemed to me this is something that you ought to be able to do intuitively. It's probably fair to say I crossed the line a couple of times while I was fiddling with this joystick, which is one thing when you're sitting at your desk on a desktop computer using, you know, Windows. But when you're in a rainstorm at 75 miles an hour in bumper-to-bumper traffic, you don't really want to be playing with menus.
Is this the tyranny of the microchip that we're experiencing here?
Well, iDrive is kind of a noble experiment. BMW obviously is trying to simplify the astounding number of controls in a luxury automobile these days. Bob Lutz, who's the vice chairman of General Motors, told me earlier this year at an auto show that what is now possible in terms of technology in the car has exceeded what is desirable. The reviews for the 7 Series have not been overwhelmingly positive, as is usually the case for new BMWs. And I think there's some sense that maybe they went just a little too far this time. I also sense we're seeing a whole wave of simpler cars. They keep you involved more than a car that is essentially a rolling computer.
Jim Cobb is automotive editor of the New York Times. There's little doubt that most automobiles of the future will feature computer displays and voice-activated systems, similar to those in the BMW 745i. In fact, high-end Mercedes, Lexus, and Audi models already offer similar systems. But BMW's iDrive is the most sophisticated so far, and its problems suggest car makers have a way to go before they figure out how to package all this computer power into a user-friendly form.